This is Jim Wagner on the 2024 KFRM Wheat Harvest Tour, and I'm in Oklahoma speaking with Butch Mason. Butch, where are we located?
This Ringwood, Mino area.
And you've been out harvesting for a few days now?
Yeah, we started this before the end of May, but the weather kind of kept us out till about 4 days ago. We got to going good.
How's the wheat been?
All over the place. From zero up north where it hailed out to 60 or 65 in a few places. But I think 30 or 40 range is going to kill us here.
What about moisture? Has that been a problem?
We had a little moisture trouble on the start, but it's been dry now for several days.
And the last few days, anyway, have the test weights been pretty good?
Yeah, test weights are holding on, 62 and 3.
The yield's not so good in a lot of areas. Is it varied any by varieties or anything like that?
Some varieties. Some of it here, some of the wheat we grazed last winter has hurt some. And then just weather, we was just a few days away from losing a crop to drought. Our stuff up north really got hurt from the drought. You get down here along 412 Highway, we caught some showers early, and it's a lot better down here than up there.
What about protein levels? Have you checked that at all?
I think they've been anywhere from 9 to 11.
So no real high protein wheat in this area?
No, not this go around.
Do you use any fungicides on your wheat?
Yes. One shot.
So you probably didn't have trouble with stripe rust or anything like that, did you?
No, most of it held on pretty good.
And is there any other damage that you've seen? Any insects? Or are you getting weed problems or anything?
The crabgrass is coming. It'll be here before long.
So you need to stay ahead of that?
Yes.
Sometimes that's a difficult situation to do. How much do you have left to harvest?
Oh, I suppose we're getting down to, I don't know, I hadn't added up, 500, 600 or 800, something like that left.
So hopefully you may be done by the end of the week?
I hope so. I've got two places we already sprayed the grass in. I'll have to wait a week or so on that to cut them, but most of it will be done by the end of the week.
So it looks like things are kind of winding down in this area, is that right?
Yeah, I think another 2 or 3 days it'll be slowing down pretty fast.
And do you go anywhere else after you're done around here?
No, I quit harvesting 11 years ago. I haven't left home since.
Well, I imagine your wife probably appreciates that.
Yes, she does.
Well, thank you, Butch. I've been speaking with Butch Mason. And this is Jim Winger for KFRM.